Red Maven, Creatrix. I am the Creatrix, the Red Maven, the Mother Dragon, breathing life into all. I am the cosmic womb, the seed within it, and the silence of the great void. I am the raw power of all creation, shaking and shuddering, the heartbeats and the moans of life surging through you, blooding into your womb, the ecstatic depth of your creative life force. I am she who carries all life into being. I conceive, gestate, and birth. I am the power of blood running through your veins, and I am the root that connects you to all life. I am divine, I am human, I am magic, and I am calling you back to this magic. As the Red Maven, I am the face of the Magdalene that's finally and rightfully awakening, rising up out of the darkness where I have been germinating for thousands of years. I am here to remind you that your sacred purpose is held within your DNA, that there's a potent red thread you carry within your body. It feeds and nourishes you at the deepest level, connecting you to your mother and her mother before her, all the way back undulating to the very first mother that ever was. I am here activating your birthright, your ability to feel connected to the source of all life. Breathe and feel this red thread course through your body. When you receive this card, it is the Red Maven who is here to initiate you. It is a beginning of a potent creative cycle. Your soul is signaling that it's ready to start a new phase of growth, a journey into the next level of your own spiritual maturation. It's time for something different, a new project, relationship, vision, or way of being that's more deeply aligned with your sacred purpose. Activate your embedded creative power. This supports you to manifest your deepest soul and human longings in service to love. This is the path of being fully embodied as a human and anthropos, the marriage between your human and divine aspects. Consider this, my love. What am I being called to birth in this next cycle of life? And if you are unsure, begin to feel your connection to this awesome, raw, creative power, which is sourced from the Earth herself, from the Mother, from the Red Maven who lives within your own womb. Reflect upon your life. Recognize that everything you have already created and manifested, and honor those things as the fruits that grew from the seeds in you. This can be a daunting process. Perhaps you're feeling fearful of that creative power. Perhaps you're avoiding listening to what your deepest soul purpose actually is, or you're stuck in patterns of disconnection and scarcity, believing you're alone, unsupported, or not enough. Whatever the pattern is, the Red Maven brings healing now to all these root issues which can stifle your creative power. To begin healing and wholing, remember the immense power you have when you connect down through your womb, through your yoni, through your perineum, into your root and down to the earth, feeling her through your being. I am the creatrix of all life. became the great, great, great granddaughter of the first woman who ever was. And I am always connected and supported by Source. The Red Maven is the archetypal interface that the Magdalene gives us to connect into the mother aspect that is the red blood of creation, the raw power of creation itself. This is not the face of the mother who is nurturing her young, who is the source of life to her young. This predates that. This is the raw power of the Shakti life force energy that enters into our bodies in the ecstatic moment of conception. This is the supernova, the moment when the planets explode and the Big Bang gives birth to the universes, to the planetary makeup. It is that moment that shudders and moans inside of our body that awakens us to the raw power and potential that we hold in our bodies. This is an awesome power, for it's the power of creation itself. And we are being called now by the Red Maven to enter into the portal, enter into the cave, enter into the underworld, the root system, the earth, the body of Sophia, the body of this power. This is the power of volcanoes erupting, of molten lava flowing, creating new earth. This is the power of the waves crashing on the shoreline, creating indentations over millennia into the rocks. This is the power of the winds blowing and creating sculptures out of the earth herself. This is the power of the rushing streams and rivers carrying the waters down to the wild ocean. This is the power of the eagle flying high in the sky, searching, searching, searching for its next prey. This is the power of the red blood force clawing at the truth of who you are, awakening you to something instinctual. This is the power that creates everything through us and in us, and it surges in many different energy frequencies. It is the power of a sunrise at dawn, in that in-between moment where we find ourselves awestruck in beauty at the power of a new day being born. This is the power of your creativity in everything that you touch, becoming blessed and sacred. This is the power of love moving through you into the world of form, into everything that you create. This is the raw spark of that power belt in your womb, in your yoni, as the Ma Kundalini snakes begin to awaken at the base of your spine, begin to slither up your spine to call you into full presence. This is the awakening of the remembrance of the power of creation that lives within every woman's body, in the womb that goes back to the very first womb that was, and your connection to all the wombs, all of the sacred wombs of this holy planet. For we are born of this creation of mother's womb. We are born along with all the ecosystem in which we live. We are connected. We are part of, we are one with, we are the same. Created in the garden of mother's love, we are living in this space of the potential, of the enormity of that connection into the power that is not the power of us, but the power that moves through us. This is the power that opens the gateway between birth and death. This is the power of the red maven, the red thread, the red blood, the thrumming of your heart, the resonance of the goddess in you, moving through you. Oh, touching her and yet never quite being able to fully see her, for you are her vessel. As the Red Maven, you are her creative vessel. And if you are here now, with the Red Maven as the initiator, the creatrix is awakening within you. And this isn't just to do with your day-to-day living. This isn't on an epic mythic scale, as well as a very personal human scale. You are being called to remember yourself. To remember yourself, not as an individual, but as a power connected into source, like plugging back into the mother tree, into the Magdalene. Magdalene meaning tree of life, cosmic doorway. You are her, and she is awakening within you to bring a new kind of power through you, a new kind of experience of the many faces of that creative power. Undulating within you, rippling within you, awakening within you. For you are the landscapes of all of her natural world. It all lives within you. The bolts of lightning that strike you, the thunder, the soft waves lapping on the shore edge, the oyster with the gritted sand becoming the pearl. The poetry of you is awakening here now. The creatrix, allowing the symbols to arise out of the great ocean of the unconsciousness, out of the great earth, the great hidden realms, the jewels, the pearls, the diamonds, the emeralds of your consciousness, awaiting to be born through you. Awaiting to be born through you. I am the creatrix, and I am here to awaken the spark of power that is here, raw and unmelded, ready to be melded into form through your consciousness. And so, my love, this place, this divine place that we find ourselves in, is awakening of the symbolic reality of your being. This is the Red Maven who reconnects us back down into the source, into the connection of the earth. This is where we feel her through the soles of our feet in the dance, in the drumming, in the thrumming, in the undulating of the movements that come through us. She slithers up through us, up into our root and into our womb space, awakening this incredible connection to being embodied. And with being embodied, we find that we are in communion, in an aria, a communion with all life. Everything becomes part of us, and we become part of everything. That is the Red Maven's gift, is to recohere, reconnect, re-thread, reweave us into that inherent, innate, creative truth that the earth herself, the cosmos, is all a fractal of what we are. As within, so without. As above, so below. Awaken the spark within you. This is what she's calling you to. And so wherever you find yourself in your life, this is putting you on notice right now that this face of the Magdalene, that is the mother in her conception phase, the mother in her wild, raw, powerful phase as a creatrix of life, that's what's awakening in you. And that raw power is ready for a new project, a new way of expression, a new way of coming through you into the world. And that is something for you to be in inquiry with. So, This power of the Red Maven moving in you now. Begin to feel, see, taste, experience. Where does she want you to commune? Where does she want you to awaken more fully? Is it through the dance or the song or the poetry? Is it through nature? Is it through lovemaking? Is it through singing your heart out? Where are you feeling the power of creation itself? Enjoy the journey.